Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm Karen Nowicki, here with our producer, Grady Douglas.
Hello.
And today we're geared up for a fantastic conversation with our successful friend, Sarah Freeman with NHSD Network Hardware Supply Distribution. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm happy to have you. So you drove all the way up for Tucson from Tucson to be here today.
I did.
Excellent. We do appreciate that. And in this heat, how was that?
It was fun watching the temperature rise the closer I got to Phoenix.
What is the temp in Tucson?
It was about 110 when I left. 109 when I left, and it was 115 when I pulled in.
Oh my gosh. Right. Well, you know, we like to keep it hot, and you're typically, Tucson's a few degrees cooler?
Yep, 4 or 5.
Yes. So that really does make a difference, especially on a week like this week when we're looking at the extreme temps. So Sarah, we're looking forward to learning what we can, not only about you, but also your business and how you serve other businesses. Tell us, first of all, what is NHSD?
NHSD is an IT hardware wholesaler. We partner with our clients to offer network infrastructure solutions that are tailored to their desires as well as their needs. We offer refurbished hardware options, buyback programs, repair services, vendor liaisons, and our own line of compatible optical transceivers. So our customers have the flexibility to choose how to design their networks for the long-term vision of their company and their own growth.
Wow. That's the gamut as it when it comes to IT, isn't it?
Yep.
You cover it all.
Yes.
So can you tell me specifically, like with the buyback program, what would that look like?
Well, for example, I walked into your office this morning and there's a box of IT hardware sitting on the front desk.
Okay.
And there's phones and whatnot in there. So I walked up and I said, started looking at them. I said, do you mind if I start looking for your phones?
what do you
have here? Because a lot of them have resale value. So they said, oh, we just use them for display over here and they'll probably go into the trash or recycling when we're done. I said, great. Here's my card. We buy IT. So we would buy those phones and take them in and either refurbish them ourselves and resell them or send them off to another company that specializes in phones.
Well, perfect example from today. I love that. And then repair services, that's pretty self-explanatory, or I'm assuming so.
Yeah. A lot of the times when a piece of hardware fails, it doesn't have anything to do with the software a lot. Maybe something got jostled out of place, the memory, somebody moved it, bumped a cabinet, and it's really, there's a piece of the hardware on the board that needs to be repaired.
And we wouldn't know that. As a business owner, I would be ready to say, I have to take this $2,000 piece of equipment or more and throw it out the window. But, some of the equipment I would imagine is warranted or
if it's outside the manufacturer's warranty, that's when we step in.
Right, right. Yeah. That would be helpful because as someone who is not very tech savvy, I would need someone like you in my corner. So you're full service, right? If you're helping with us figure out our hardware options, you give us the whole enchilada.
Yes.
Right. So vendor liaisons, tell me a little bit about what that looks like for you guys.
Well, our vendor, we are focused on more of the networking and the hardware side. So we provide vendor liaisons. We are partnered with another referral company. And if you need somebody to go in and look at overall services, whether it's your internet service or if you want to do some sort of hosting offsite, you need a new phone service, you want to add representatives to your company and add cell phones for them, I have vendor liaisons that I would connect you with. And what they do is they work on behalf of the customer at no charge. So what they do is they go out and they get the 4 or 5 quotes that you typically need. They do all the legwork for you and they present back to you what the best option is for your company.
And most often will people give those that idea of what they can do, but there's a fee for that kind of, you mentioned that they do it free of charge.
They do it free of charge because they work as a liaison between the vendor and the customer. So they get paid by the vendors.
Right.
The customer just
and that's
uses
perfect
them.
For the customer.
Exactly.
Right. Taking the cost out of it and working with someone who knows the industry and can give them everything that they need to know.
Yes.
Perfect. How did you land with NHSD? I mean, tell us your backstory.
I used to sell used cars way back in the early 2000s. Yeah. And it was a very interesting industry that I wanted to leave. And so I started poking around and took a leap of faith and found this one company that I had no idea what I'd be doing, but it looked like fun when I went in there. The sales floor was having fun. They were playing great music. Everybody was driving nice cars and wearing fancy clothes. And I said, I want to do this.
That's how
I started. That's how I got in the industry. I had bought my first computer about 2 months before that.
What?
I didn't know anything about IT hardware. But I said, I want to do this. I want to have fun.
And that was how long ago?
That was 2005. That was about 12 and a half years ago.
Right. And do I remember you're from New York originally?
I'm from New York. The company was in Western New York. And I worked there for about 7 years and gained all the knowledge I could about the industry and how that company operated inside and out. And then I decided it was time to go off on my own. So I partnered with a couple of gentlemen down here in Tucson at Network Hardware Supply Distribution, or at Network Hardware Supply in 2012.
Right. Amazing story.
Yeah.
And so what brought you to Tucson then specifically? Would you coming to join and collaborate with them?
No, I was working remotely and there was a lot of ideas that I had in terms of how to streamline the processes in the warehouse and how to make things more efficient, and especially to be able to implement other brokers or salespeople that may be in different parts of the world because our business is worldwide. So I decided to unplug my life in New York, move to Tucson and really buckle down and work on those processes. It's a lot easier to work on them when you're seeing them, when you're hands-on, you're in person. So we effectively did that. And I think we cut our overhead costs by about 30% after that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. You have a knack for organizing and looking at structures. And tell me what's been most fun about looking at NHSD and really changing that on its heel.
I think the most fun was after I split from the partners and launched Network Hardware Supply Distribution on my own and was able to see, oh, I can stop and I can tweak this any way I want to without having to check with anybody. And the most fun is just being able to grow and develop. I like helping people. I like watching people succeed. I like helping them succeed. So to be able to bring on, whether it's a salesperson or a warehouse worker or even my bookkeeper, something where I can help them grow their job and their life personally.
So for you, I'm hearing it's not just about the technology and the actual industry, but creating a family. Would that be safe to say?
Helping people do
well in their career working with you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And it also sounds like you made the shift when you took the business over. That's when you also started having these vendor relationships and kind of broadening the scope for NHSD as well.
Yes. We weren't doing any advertising. We didn't have any referral projects out there. Weren't working with the community at all. And so that was probably one of the more exciting pieces was just being able to step out there and say, here we are.
And it's become a lifestyle business for you and not just a place to go to work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned getting involved with the community, and I do follow you on social media. And I happened to see that recently you were sponsoring an event. I think it was the Arizona Tech Council.
Yes. The AZ Tech Council 7th Annual Golf Tournament down in Tucson at the Ritz-Carlton in Dove Mountain. I sponsored the longest drive for men and women.
Very nice.
I did play it, but I did not win it myself.
You looked good in your golf outfit, though. I do remember seeing that.
Thank you.
And you had a heck of a swing. Not that I know anything about golf, but it looked good to me.
I have to say, I played probably one of my best games ever that day.
And you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Why would you choose to sponsor something like that? You mentioned how important the community is to you. Why this event?
Aside from the fact that I love golf, and I thought that would be a really great way to get out at the Ritz-Carlton, I don't build my relationship based on what we have or sales. I don't build my company on that. It's based on relationships. So I did that because I thought it would be a more fun way to go out there and meet other engineers, business owners, and dip our feet into the water, into the tech world in Arizona.
Brilliant. And it's only been a week or two. How long was that tournament?
That was June 9th.
So this might be
almost 2 weeks.
Premature to ask, but have you already seen a difference having put yourself out there like that?
Yes. I've already gotten 4 calls directly from the golf tournament, and it seems to have opened up the floodgates. I'm not sure if people are handing out the cards or referring people, but we do have a lot of traffic coming in from that event.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. It really does make a difference when we put our mark in the sand or put our flag in the ground and say, hey, we're here. IT maybe not be very sexy or glamorous, but you are. And certainly the way that you're building your team makes it something that's more relationship oriented versus transactional.
Right. Yeah.
Very good. Tell me, I know as I was reviewing your bio as well, you mentioned that you are interested in helping other women start careers in IT. And I know that you mentioned something about Pima Community College. Can you tell us a little bit about what they're working on and how you are going to get involved in that?
Yes. So the students and staff of Pima Community College down in Tucson started a program called Women in Technology, or a group. And it is not it's not funded by the college at all, that they do that on the side. They notice there's a lot of young girls and women that are stepping into the engineering training programs, into the positions, but they're not actually taking the step out to take the internships when they come up available or the jobs. The association at the college was there for as a support forum. And when I stepped in and spoke with them, that seems to be the ongoing struggle. So I speak with them. I'm setting up meetings with them as to try and get the women to understand it's, you know, it is a male dominated industry, but it doesn't have to be.
And is that why they're hesitating? I'm curious if you know, and maybe you don't, but why is it that they go through the training and and then they're not stepping out in the field? It's intimidating, or what's happening?
They're intimidated. They think that, oh, this guy over here is going to get picked anyway. So why bother? They're just not taking the steps.
And yet they're smart enough and they have the experience.
Yes.
So Pima Community College, it isn't directly a program through them, but it is a mentoring program that the staff started with.
Yes.
Love to hear that. I'm sure that will make a big difference. You're also an officer in the board of directors for UNITA.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
UNITA is United Network Equipment Dealers Association. It's an international trade association that formed towards the end of 2005, right when I started in the industry. It started as an ISP list, and they decided to turn that into a nonprofit association in order to create an umbrella for everybody that is a member. Not everybody can be a member. You have to apply and you have to meet certain criteria to be a member. And what that does is that it allows a safe trading floor with best practices that we've developed over the years for everybody to have more safe and fair trading environment.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And you've been on the board for a couple of years then?
2.5 now, uh-huh. Yeah.
And what's the most rewarding experience that you've had in working with that group?
Overall, that group is a big family. It's, again, we're worldwide. We get together 2-3 times a year. And it's just, it's like I saw you yesterday. You know, it's just, you pick back up and have these relationships with people that are just unheard of. I haven't yet to come across another industry that has such a close-knit group like the association.
It sounds like it's important to have that, the criteria for them to become member, that it keeps it up, you know, at a certain level,
yes,
so that it's highly professional,
yes,
and protecting of family.
Yes, it is of protecting of the family and the people in the association. It's also protecting the customers and the end users and the people that get the end product, because we do have quality standards that we adhere to.
Wonderful. It sounds like you've built that into NHSD yourself as well. So
absolutely,
having a high efficiency processes and effectiveness is very important to you. It sounds like you've been able to carry that theme throughout your board work, your work as a mentee, that sort of thing.
Yes. I refuse to let something go out the door or, quote, ship, unless it's absolutely perfect or meets at least my standards. We have very high standards of what we send out to people because, again, we're getting hardware in, it gets scratched up, it can be banged up, it needs to be tested, cleaned, make sure that it's going to work properly before we send it off to our customers. Because in some of those cases, that's mission critical hardware, that somebody's network is down somewhere and there's either an office building or a 911 call center, somebody that does need to have that online.
It's just, I would imagine, to help your team continue to see that from that perspective, from us, the end user. In fact, we had some technical issues going on today and it put us on edge. We were a little bit anxious. So
it's frustrating.
It's extremely frustrating. So it's great to know that's the foresight that you and your team have on behalf of us on the backside of things. You mentioned earlier before we went on air that you don't really consider yourself a salesperson. Tell me a little bit about that, because when we chisel away at it, you really are, you know, helping people buy and sell their IT equipment. Why do you say that you're not a salesperson?
Because first of all, it's IT hardware. You need it. I don't need to sell you anything. But from my level, there seems to be people that think that I have to be a salesperson and I need to sell you something and come buy my product. That's great, but that's not what we do. We're relationship experts. Nobody calls the engineer and thanks them for the internet working, right?
Right.
So
we just expect it.
Exactly. So I like to call them and first of all say, thank you, your internet works. That's great. But bring a little bit of light into their lives. Become friends with them. I'm friends with most of my customers outside of the sales. But that's just important for the level of trust. You know, we're working together for your hardware. There's a level of transparency that needs to happen, communication. And if I'm just out there trying to sell you something, I feel like I would be just forcing my agenda on you and I don't know what your needs are.
Right.
And that's extremely, I mean, that's the most important thing. What are your needs in terms of technology and how can I help you meet your need?
Love it. There is a difference, huge difference between a transactional sale and a relationship sale.
Right.
And clearly you didn't even use the word relationship sale. You said, I am in it to build a relationship and bring light to people's lives.
Yes.
And I don't know that we'd hear that very often in IT, let alone many industries. We're fortunate, Business Radio X, we hear that a lot in the stories that people come and share and tell. But I wouldn't have expected that from an IT company.
It's a little joy that I get to have on the side. Again, it's a little bit of a dirty business. If you've been to a lot of, you know, data centers, as much as you try and keep them clean, it's dirty. Hardware gets dirty. It's not the most fun. And again, nobody's calling the engineer to thank them. They're usually under distress.
Yeah. Tell us about, is it a warehouse? Like what does NHSD look like?
We do have a warehouse. It's about 6,000 square feet, and about a quarter of that is offices with our own data center inside, our own little storage closet. But the majority of the operations are refurbishing, repairing hardware. So we do have racks of hardware sitting in that warehouse waiting to be deployed or waiting to be tested and refurbished.
And an international business. This is not just Tucson or Metro Phoenix, Arizona. You're international.
Yes. Anywhere that we can ship, anywhere that UPS, FedEx, and DHL goes, we go.
Right. Which, and to go back to your point earlier, when you took over the company and added the distribution in the NHSD, you realized that there was no marketing or any advertising out there. So tell us a little bit, how did you grow it that way? I get the relationship piece. Was there also a little bit something that you did strategically to let people know you're out there worldwide?
Yes, I joined the AZ Tech Council and I started going to local tech mixers, tech functions, and realized that we are the only people in Tucson that are doing specifically what we do, and one of the only people in Arizona that we do what we do.
Oh, wow.
So it's really important for us to get out there. I realized, you know, we have our arms reach all over the planet, except right around our home base.
Right. And how often do people want to work with someone local with this kind of thing?
Very often, actually. I did get an email this morning from a nationwide company that's going to be opening up a very large office in Tucson, and they wanted to find a local vendor.
Worldwide, but also very important for people who do prefer to stay local. You're there as well. And
yes,
really the only one in Tucson, mm-hmm, and one of the very few in Arizona as, mm-hmm, well.
Yep.
And would you say that's because of your wide breadth of offerings, or is it just overall, even just some of these little segmented offers that you have? Are you, I mean, I'm surprised with as heavy as we are with IT in Arizona, that you are one of the only ones doing it. Is that in all the things that you do or specific segments?
In the specific segment that we do,
mm-hmm,
in the networking wholesale industry,
okay,
we're some of the only ones down there, yes.
Which again, I would think would be very important to have an Arizona presence,
right,
for a company,
yep,
like yourself.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations on a fascinating business. I know that you are a busy lady and keeping even more busy with your travel and your sponsoring and staying involved in the community. We're very happy to have you today on Business Radio X. If someone today listening would like to get a hold of you, where can they reach you?
Well, they can go to my website and reach me directly there. It's www.networkhardwaresupply.com. Or they can, my email address, my phone number, and everything is listed right on the front page.
Perfect. Well, we will definitely be posting that on our website as well. And we can't thank you enough for making the point to come up here today and travel to come and spend some time with us in the studio. So thank you so much, Sarah. It's been great to get to know you.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. On behalf of Phoenix Business Radio X, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people, I'm Karen Nowicki. We'll see you next time.